Good afternoon. Milder air continues to flow into interior New York and New England on the heels of a decent southerly breeze at times up to 20 miles per hour. Breaks in this morning's cloud cover will continue, and with more sunshine through the afternoon, temperatures will top out in the lower to mid-70s on average, with an outside shot at the 80-degree mark in some isolated spots. Overnight, tonight's skies will be mostly cloudy, and it will be breezy and warm again, with overnight lows holding in the upper 50s and lower 60s. A slow-moving storm through the Mississippi Valley will head toward the Great Lakes over the next 48 hours. A cool front will pivot through the Tennessee Valley and in our direction during the day tomorrow. The result will be mostly cloudy skies and a continued southerly wind, which will push temperatures up into the mid-70s again. As the front draws closer by the end of the day tomorrow, scattered showers and maybe even a thunderstorm will be possible. The best chance of showers and thunderstorms, though, will be Wednesday night and into the day Thursday as the front only slowly moves through the region. It'll still be relatively mild Thursday despite the clouds and wet weather, with highs around 70. Behind the front back into the 60s on Friday, we'll start out with clouds, but some sun will come back by the end of the day. And with a couple of weak disturbances passing through over the weekend, we do run the risk at a passing shower or two both Saturday and Sunday, but generally dry with a fair amount of sun mixed with some clouds, highs in the 60s on Saturday and back into the upper 50s on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the eastern Gulf Coast states, Carolinas, and central Appalachian Mountains. Surface dew points from northern Florida into the Carolinas are generally in the upper 60s and lower 70s this morning. As temperatures warm to near 80 today across the eastern Gulf Coast states and Carolinas, a pocket of moderate instability will develop. Model forecasts show the strongest instability in eastern Georgia, South Carolina, and southern North Carolina. This, along with unidirectional wind profiles containing 30 to 35 knots of shear. As surface temperatures warm into the lower 80s, the moist low levels and strong low-level wind flow should result in a wind damage threat, with a line of storms re-intensifying around midday. High-resolution computer models also suggest that discrete cells may form ahead of the line across the Carolinas early this afternoon, where a tornado threat will be possible. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Gonzalo, located about 105 miles north of St. Thomas. Gonzalo is moving toward the northwest near 13 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue through early tomorrow. A turn toward the north-northwest is forecast by late in the day tomorrow. And on the forecast track, the center of Gonzalo will move over the open Atlantic north of Puerto Rico today. Data from an Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter aircraft indicate that maximum sustained winds are now near 110 miles per hour with higher gusts. Additional strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours, and Gonzalo is expected to become a major hurricane today. All watches and warnings have been discontinued for Puerto Rico, but a tropical storm warning remains in effect for St. Martin and St. Bartholomew. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 101 degrees at Arvin, California, to a low of 16 at Burgess Junction, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-70s, Boston increasing sun and breezy in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and breezy with highs in the upper 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 61 degrees, the average low 40, the record high 81 set in 1920, and the record low 21 in 1958. Sunrise this morning is at 7:07 a.m., sunset this evening 6:15 p.m., 11 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny, breezy, and very mild today, with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tonight, with lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny, breezy, and very mild today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Partly sunny, breezy, and very mild today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny, breezy, and very mild today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny, breezy, and very mild today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy and warm, a late-day shower and thunderstorm in the mid-70s. A good chance of showers and thunderstorms Wednesday night and Thursday, lower 70s. Clouds giving way to increasing sun Friday back into the 60s. Lower 60s Saturday with just a passing shower possible. A mix of sun and clouds with a passing shower on Sunday back into the upper 50s. And upper 50s with a mix of sun and clouds on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.